So in the situation where we get a good report and we move forward, fine. But Joel, what happens now when Dave's report comes back and whatever it is that he found on the report that has made the buyer change their mind, what do you do now?
One quick thing I wanted to add before we got cut off there. In the end, the first-time buyer, one recommendation I would love to make to first-time buyers is attend the home inspection and attach yourself to the home inspector. Go around with him. Learn how to access the electrical panels safely. Learn where all the shutoffs are. And this is especially important for the missus of the family. If the husband isn't home and there's an emergency where she needs to know where to access something, that inspection serves as a perfect example of doing that.
That's a great advice. And a lot of people, you know, like we talked about, not all home inspectors are made the same. A lot of guys like to work alone. And having somebody over their shoulder breathing down their neck asking questions can be irritating. But you do have the right to do that as the homeowner. And that is a great suggestion to take advantage. You're paying that home inspector to be there. Get as much out of him while you can.
You got that 100% right. Get all his knowledge out that you can. You're paying for it. You be there, observe, learn.
And so then back to that situation where we find something that is a deal breaker in moving forward with this house. Joel, where do we go back from there?
Well, what I see the biggest issues are on a home inspection are going to be your roof and your HVAC system. It's the most high dollar expense that you're going to have. So first-time home buyers will freak out on any home inspection because there's no perfect house. They're going to find items no matter what. I always tell my buyers, choose your battles. What's important? And sometimes my list is longer than their list, and we add those items to our request for the seller to repair. If they are terrified and just want to cancel, we are protected in that 10-day inspection period. I'm actually writing inspection periods to be 14 days now in this market because roofers are behind. Inspectors are getting booked up. So I'm trying to extend that for the buyers to make sure that they're getting all of their inspections done in that time frame.
And that is true. Roofing contractors, they would rather go help a customer with a leaky roof and do a whole new roof than go out on 50 different home inspection, roof inspections for new home buyers. That's not really what how they make their living.
Well, and they do them for free for me, so they're not making any money to do it, you know. So they push me to the back of the line.
Yeah, and with the rain we've had, that is a long line, so that's great that you're able to extend that period of time. But I would dare to say, how often is a home broken by a home inspection? It usually just ends up price negotiation. There's very few situations where a home is in such a bad shape that it creates a deal breaker.
I agree with that. Normally, we're asking for reasonable repairs or a credit from that seller, and we have been getting those without a problem.
I think the number you're looking for, Romy, is about 5% that I've seen over total over a year. The inspection, for whatever reason, they either can't agree on what the repairs are going to be or agree on a dollar price, or they end up walking. But the majority of them, the realtors are very good about negotiating for the repairs so that everybody walks away happy. And that's what I tell my clients. They love to ask me that question. Uncle Dave, should I buy this house? And I say, I should have given you enough information to make an educated decision. Use your realtor to help you. That's what they're there for, to help you make this a happy decision. Because face it, if you're not happy with the decision that you're making on the house, you're not going to be happy in the house.
And home inspections don't necessarily have to apply to older homes. We could have a new build that's still going to require a home inspection. You still need
Absolutely.
To know what you're moving into.
And that's a big plus for the new home buyer, because they're excited. They're getting a new home. And when they go into that home, they're expecting to see everything new. And a home inspector can help you get that. It's not that the builders are lax or anything, but they have lots of controls and they have lots to oversee, and I look at this as simply a quality control check for them. I don't look to go after new home builders to make them look bad or anything else, but I think it is a nice quality control check for their subs. They get to know what's going on. And the items that we find, especially on the cosmetic end, which generally make most new home buyers a little edgy, you get those cosmetic issues fixed up for them, they're a much happier buyer.
And Romy, can I jump in? One thing that's important for new build buyers to know is get a realtor to, before you walk in that door, to look at those pretty models. Because once you walk in that door without representation, you can no longer get it from a realtor. And remember, that super nice person sitting there at the site sales works for the builder, not for you as a client.
And the benefit of having a realtor there representing you?
To negotiate on your behalf. People don't realize they can negotiate new builds. You can, you know, beat them up on that lot premium. And you can get educated on that process. Sometimes builders will not let a home inspector come in and look. Some of them do, some of them don't. I just did a walkthrough with a new build this week, and that super didn't want me there to do the blue tape with my buyers. And my buyers said, absolutely, she's going to be here. And I wasn't going to leave. So that's one thing that people need to know, is that we are here to help you through that process with the new builds and the resales.
And just as a follow-up to that, Arizona state law says that a home inspector has a right, new build, old build, any build, to come out and inspect that property. If a builder tells you we don't allow home inspections, he needs to review Arizona state law.
He can't legally keep you off
there. He cannot legally keep us off there.
And what I tell buyers is that builder will warranty that home for 1 year, bumper to bumper is what I say. At 10 months, bring in your home inspector at 10 months before that 12-month warranty is up. Have your home inspector go through that home to make sure that they get everything that needs to be corrected before that year is up.
And just as an afterthought, this is, again, a numbers game. And if you look at the number of new homes that are sold, ask yourself this question. How many people at the end of 1 year go through the trouble of making up a list, submitting it to the builder, and having those things repaired? So oftentimes I've found I've done a house that's been built 2 or 3 years and it's old, and I found issues on it, missing parts, whatnot, things that need to be completed. And it was simply that they didn't do their 12-month checklist and send it into the builder. They didn't notice it or too busy and passed it by, and then 3 years later, 4 years later, they're stuck making a repair that the builder could have picked up in that year inspection.
So you're saying time happens.
Time does happen.
And it is so easy to just lose track. Like you said, we're busy, we're moving on. It's not important now. I can get to it later. I've got a couple more months to get that done. And all of a sudden we blink and that couple months was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, and the builder says, hey, we're good.
Well, and one other thing, Romy, is these new builds are offering, use our lender and we'll give you all of these incentives. And it's kind of a smokescreen, lights and mirror game. You can certainly use your own lender and negotiate those options as well.
Absolutely. And it's great to have these third-party specialists, whether it's Hotchkiss Financial or Joel's Realty or Dave's Home Inspection, because in this case, you've got somebody independent with your best interest in mind. That's what you're paying all of these people for, is to keep your best interest foremost. When you're talking about new home builders that, hey, use our lender, well, they've picked that lender, and there's something to that. And, you know, they're both incentivized to move the home. They're not necessarily incentivized or care about the best home for you. That's what the independents do. That's what the local guys do, and why we have this Tucson trifecta on with us this Saturday, because everyone needs to win. The builder needs to make a profit. You need a home, and you need a lender. And those can be a great combination if you do it right, or it can be a horrible combination if you go alone and don't have that third-party representation. Because during all of this, it's not like you can take off 5 months to go find the perfect house. You still got to work. Your kids still have to go to school. You still have life. Having somebody that does this for a living on your behalf, it's a very and if you still end up in a bad situation at the end of all that, you probably weren't listening to one of the three of them tell you the obvious.
That's another good point that you bring up as far as being in charge of a new house, and a lot of our customers that come down here are coming from out of state and they're building these new homes. We also do phase construction inspections, so that when the rough has gone in, we'll go through and we'll inspect the house after the rough construction. And you're saying, well, what can I possibly find in a rough construction? You'd be amazed. The number of doors and windows and that don't work or are not properly installed. Twisted lumber. Gee, that'll make for a wavy wall later on, won't it? So it not only gives the customer a chance to see what's going on, but it also gives them a chance to find out what the quality is going on. Hey, he always aware of some issues. Now the contractor himself can make those repairs.
And it's so critical to get it right. And where we're going to end this conversation is where we started it back with finance. Because if we get into the perfect first home, we're probably making a compromise. We're in the beginning of our career. We're starting our family. We get into a home. Fast forward 10 years down the line, we're along in our career. We've increased our income. We've built up some equity, hopefully. And we can maybe now move to that area that we wanted to originally, whether it's a zip code closer to where our parents grew up, where we're closer to home, or for whatever the reason, we've got some equity. We have some options. Well, if you get into a bad situation and you're stuck, we don't want to put ourselves in a position 10 years down the road. We've reversed the situation. So now what happens when we're ready to take that home and move to where we originally wanted to go to, our refinance options? Maybe we got lucky and we did end up in the perfect location that we wanted. We just need to expand the size of the home using that equity. Well, that's where our lender comes back into play, and we'll complete this full circle. We also have a number of callers on hold that we'll try and get through as well here at Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.